Hello there from Before the Yellow Line. This is Tram and Minus. My name is Kirk, and as always, I'm joined by my friend, and he's got to flip it and reverse it, Crisscross Rainwater.
Today, we're going to be talking about Disneyland backward.
What's up, everybody?
We have to go back, Kate. Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard Tram and Minus, where Kirk and Rain take a look back before they look forward. While you're traveling back in time with us, please be sure to keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the tram, and be sure to watch your little ones. We hope you look forward to looking backward. Welcome to Tram and Minus, everyone. Happy Monday. Yeah, it's a fresh week, fresh month. So
minus Mondays, the new
minus
thing.
Minus Mondays,
the new thing that we're gonna do every single week.
Yeah, minus Monday. We have to like write the word because the dash doesn't work, and you can't like superscript it. But we can in the art because we can do whatever we want. But let's get right into it, as the people say. Right now, there is this shareholder battle takeover thingy.
You could call it the next coming of the next innovators of Disney, I would say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they're, you know, some oldies. We got Nelson Peltz. He's at the center.
Oh, I think he's young, dude.
81.
Yeah. He's a young calf.
Do you think...
Have you ever seen Benjamin Button? Just like everything else in this episode, we're going backwards.
Yeah. And I think, I think he's doing that thing where, you know, they harvest the blood. Not like harvest, where they pay young men to use their blood, in Silicon Valley.
Maybe
he's doing that.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, and he wants to restore the magic, and he thinks things at Disney are going in the wrong direction. So instead of like going Disneyland forward, we need to go backward. So I didn't really want to talk about the shareholder stuff, but listener Phil of Nine really encouraged me to do it since it's important to the future of Disney. So they say don't dwell on the past, but sometimes you gotta
caress it.
Yeah, you dwell in things that feel comfortable and cozy, and that's what Disney's all about. So
and so is that hoodie.
Yeah,
that thing looking comfy, dude.
Super comfy.
Lisan Al Gaib.
Lisan Al Gaib. What are his other names? Muad'Dib.
The Muad'Dib. Lisan. Yeah.
No, I don't know. This is not a spoiler. Kwisatz Haderach. You know.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
So. So. I had a few ideas to help restore the magic. All right. Things that need to come back. Mm-hmm. Things we need to go backward to harvest the past. Focus on the past. They say don't. You should. Focus on the past. Dwell on the past. Don't ever let go. Disneyland's about not letting go. That's what this whole thing's about.
For sure.
This whole podcast. So,
for sure.
Big Thunder Ranch. Food is high margin, and people don't feel as ripped off when they spend money on it. Like, they do if you're going to Wendy's, which, oddly enough, Nelson Peltz is the chairman of the board of Wendy's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I learned that today.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, but, because I did feel ripped off at Wendy's this weekend. Kimmy, don't worry. That's just how everything is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
The food was good. To be honest, like the fries really hit the spot. It's like this costs as much as the homemade lunch. Not homemade, like fresh made. Anyways, some of this kind of food. If we want to encourage in-park spending, you know, it's not an upsell, but like the extra spending.
Yeah.
The supplemental spending.
The Chapek way.
Yeah. This is really the way to do it. Like, we got to go back before Chapek. Because some of this is his. Was he a sleeper agent from Iger? We don't know. Like, have him do the bad things.
Yeah, the fall man.
And then they didn't roll back Genie Plus.
Yeah.
They did. The surge pricing went up. The base pricing went up. So if we go back and bring this huge eating area, and now it can be even bigger because we've already cleared out the backstage, right? Or Galaxy's Edge is. This is the way to get people to spend more money in the park, because if you make something like good value enough, like, hey, you could pay $12 for this bread bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Or $19 for as much as you can eat. But how much are you going to eat?
Yeah.
Especially barbecue, so heavy. You load up on the cornbread.
Good cornbread.
Right?
Good cornbread.
So if you get Big Thunder Ranch back, you get this in-park spending, you get some of that nostalgia, and now like people, they won't want it to go, so they'll really go.
So you're thinking Big Thunder Ranch takes all of Galaxy's Edge.
Star Wars is over.
Yeah.
Like, it's done. If they're going to do it, it's going to be Star Tours type stuff. Or,
dude, think about that. You can put like 4 San Franciscos in there.
Probably, yeah, and that's all food.
Yeah.
So Big Thunder Ranch, and then like, what else?
They're liking these food courts lately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, maybe you could do a Big Thunder Ranch and like some sort of fiesta.
Oh, like and nuts.
Yeah.
Like they have that fiesta area.
Yeah. So imagine, dude, what would it, have you ever, I'm sure it exists. I've never like encountered a Mexican buffet. Or all, yeah, you can eat Mexican. Exist. I'm sure, but like, what's it like? What? It's like, oh, unlimited rice and beans. It's like, dude, rice and beans are already unlimited.
Yeah, you could go to El Torito and oh, any Sunday, and they have the Mexican brunch.
Listen,
it's good stuff, man.
Listen,
it's good stuff.
Big Thunder Ranchito.
Oh,
I'm down.
Yeah,
some
bring more chains into the parks, dude.
The fries.
Yeah.
Listen, you bring the fries back. Disneyland backward right there. But yeah, Star Wars. Dude, how bad was the reaction on the Acolyte trailer?
Yeah.
See that? All downvotes. And are those real? We don't know.
Yeah.
Or dislikes, but.
Bring the dislike counter back.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So yeah, I think we got to go back to Big Thunder Ranch. But on the same note of Star Wars being over, Star Wars Trading Post needs to go back to what it once was. It's time.
The promised land, dude.
Rainforest Cafe, but like the world of Encanto.
What's the kid's name?
Antonio.
Antonio's Rainforest Cafe.
I didn't want to write Antonio's bedroom here.
Yeah, because it makes sense though.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to write those words.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So yeah, embrace Encanto. Look, like they've been trying.
Yeah.
But they haven't figured out how to embrace Encanto. So it didn't work with the treehouse, right? It didn't, like...
Hey, that thing's kind of square. That building is kind of square. It could be the casita.
You want the whole thing to be the casita?
Be the casita. Why not?
Yeah, and they don't really need to change that much, you know?
Nope.
And, dude, instead of, like, trying to tear things down and go crazy and spend all this money, this would work. Kids would love it.
Yeah.
We could, look, we could spend a little money on the animatronics, right? Get some...
Or... We just bring over some Splash Mountain animatronics that we know they're throwing away.
Have them sing the songs.
There you go.
Yeah. Colombia sings.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. But make them sing Zippity Duda.
No.
Too far?
Too far. Too far back.
All right.
We don't want to go that far back.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't want to be backwards like backwards ideas. Just backwards to like a good time, you know? So Tortilla Joe's. I want to say is closed, but it will be closed in like 6 days.
Yeah.
Right? We need a new Latin American restaurant because Centrico is going to be Mexican.
Oh, okay.
There's so much south of Mexico.
Yeah.
Make it. I know it's Colombian. Dude, get the buñuelos in there.
Sure.
Right? But like.
Throw some Cuban. No, we got portos.
Give me some pupusas.
Oh, yeah.
El Salvador.
Yeah.
Roll up.
Dude, talk about. A high margin food, pupusas.
Anything with the masa, highest margin.
Highest margin you can get.
Yeah, let's go. Let's bring that back. Less Star Wars, better. And if you can always bring Star Wars back.
Yeah.
Nothing is ever dead, apparently. So don't worry. Yeah, what a better way to bring the Rainforest back than the casita.
And we're now going to have nostalgia for Rainforest Cafe.
Nostalgia sells?
Yeah.
Nostalgia cells.
It's an infection.
So just right down the way, right? Just around the river bend. Shout out to River. ESPN Zone, powered by ESPN Bet. You've heard of ESPN Bet, right?
Is this a Barstool Sport kind of thing?
No, it's like a DraftKings. But
DraftKings,
but
okay.
ESPN, like it's the official sports book of ESPN.
Mm.
So they finally did it. They got into betting. This is real. This is ESPN Bet.
So is that
Disney.com? Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I think they have. Do they have a partnership? Oh, it kind of is Barstool because it's Penn.
Oh, okay.
So Penn, I think, still owns Barstool Bet.
Got it.
But they sold the Barstool, like, do they? Or did they get rid of that, too?
Maybe they got rid of it, and they're just like, we're ESPN now.
Let's see. Our brands. Yeah, maybe they did.
Because ESPN probably has more pool than Barstool Sports ever did.
No, dude.
You don't think so?
Barstool? It's huge. Hmm. It's huge. I didn't realize until I saw the pizza reviews. Everyone recognizes that guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Davey Page views all over the place. But ESPN Bet. Sports betting is at its peak right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's everywhere, which is a little surprising to me. But they just launched ESPN Bet, right? And I think this is the way forward for ESPN. Like, this is one of Nelson Peltz's big things. Like, we're just bleeding money. How ESPN was, like, on the chopping block. They were going to spin it off, get rid of it, flip it, reverse it. But they can revitalize this slowly dying brand and make it. People aren't, like, a fan of DraftKings. They're a fan of betting.
They're a fan of making money.
Yeah. But you can remember, were you ever, like, ESPN News, Sports Center? Do you ever?
No.
Never? Okay. I was a fan. Like, dude, baseball, what was it? Baseball Tonight. All these shows, like, you just leave them on and just listen. You can bring that back with this love for ESPN itself. And give it the bar atmosphere that it had before, right? ESPN Zone. Imagine all the things Disney has learned about food and put it in the bar setting.
Hmm.
Like, imagine all these festival foods.
Yeah.
Like, the favorites. Put them in there. Pork belly all year round.
The wings, the funky wings.
Funky wings. Dude, wings of the month.
Yeah.
Wings of the week.
Yeah, we're going to be getting ESPN Bet will now be part of the Foodie Guides.
Yeah. Foodie Guide to ESPN Zone. Now, do you know what you've been to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the sports book area looks like?
No.
The all the screens?
Yes, with the little tables and people just sit there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine. Right there.
Yeah.
All the dads who don't want to be there, even though they should be a good dad, but regardless, right there. The sports betting room.
They always say that they want the Disneyland Resort to be a multi-day affair. Dude, if a dad sees something like that, they'll be like, oh, spend another day in Disneyland.
Yeah. Like, dude, this is Niceless's two favorite things.
It is.
The sports book and Disney.
Yeah.
Right there. Right in, all in one, dude. You don't even need to pay admission.
Yeah.
And yet you will spend more money.
They'll get spikes on UFC fights, Super Bowl, you know, big things like that. It'd be cool.
Dude, yeah. Expand it. Make it huge. It'll be great.
This is my favorite one so far. The next one.
Yeah. Anything else about ESPN? Bring back the Ducks thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's apparently it's in the museum.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Why not? House of Blues for the official Disney Adults Night. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
We've got the DJs. We've got the age bracket. We've got the booze.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We got all the overpriced drinks. Dude, we got. Bring DJ Disneylanders out. Dude, it could be huge. We can have him in the main room, right? And then this Disney Channel night revitalization, Melissa Brooks.
Yeah,
right, for the Disney Channel DJ.
Sing-alongs, let's go.
Sing-alongs, we get DJ Dreamfinder.
Yeah.
Matthew's friend got snubbed by the club.
Yeah.
But give him a residency, dude.
We got the whole lineup. We can have little festivals. We'll make the little flyers and have Pasquale be a sponsor on this whole thing?
No more Pasquale.
Is he bad?
I don't know. He's just too much. Yeah. Just too much. Too many things.
Okay.
Right? We don't need Live Nation showing up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, dude, the House of Blues, like, the club scene, I think, is coming back.
So what are we doing? Are we knocking down Splitsville?
I don't know.
Bring it back, dude. Bring it back.
Tortilla Joe's.
Oh, okay. Sure.
What to do?
Across the way there.
House of Blues. And they're thinking of, like, just put it in there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We already have the stage. We got the lights. The balcony.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Maybe not the House of Blues brand. Club Disney, but it means something else.
The House of Mouse.
What was the other thing? Videopolis?
Videopolis. Hey, the House of Mouse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Mouse of House.
The Mouse of House. Oh, that's
the
good.
The Mouse of House.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Bring back this type of entertainment in Downtown Disney because people like to hang out there and not spend money.
Yeah.
Get them in here.
Well, just like they did in Disney World, they had Pleasure Island for a long time.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah.
So we won't do that.
Yeah. It is good.
Yeah. So far, the Disneyland Forward thing is really messing with the resort area.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, that's why I'm focused on that. So this is just a little thing, right? The old walkway to Mickey and Friends along the monorail. First of all, you got to walk off all this alcohol we're selling you, right? You got to walk off being a sad boy that you lost at ESPN Zone.
Yeah.
Right? Long walk. And the feeling of constant security and surveillance takes away from the magic. I know this sounds ridiculous, but the security is not real anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's security theater. They're not they're catching my belt over
right.
and over again.
Right.
Loosen it a little bit. Not enough to actually make it dangerous or anything, mm-hmm. but post a guard there. Let us walk.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just a little thing I want. And then, the parks, I think we haven't changed too much about the parks, right? I want to say bring back A Bug's Land. No.
We're going farther.
Farther back,
maybe.
Bring back Bountiful Valley Farm because of the importance of being self-sufficient and green.
Global warming's a thing, man.
Climate change. Because we're getting a little colder here.
Yeah, we are.
Which, dude, climate change is real and it's bad, but California's pretty green right now. Just going to say. But anyways, green this, green that. The straws, not cutting it.
Yeah.
They never have cut
that
it.
That was fake, dude, from the beginning.
That was a turtle thing.
Yeah.
All right. Just, I love the turtles. Our straws are not going in the ocean.
In-N-Out, dude. Let's stick with their guns.
In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A. And we know where the Venn diagram of those two is.
yeah, it's true.
So maybe that's where it is. Is it still on there?
Yep.
All right. So, what was I saying? Straws, not cutting it. It was never mm-hmm. real. So, factory farms and the food industry are responsible for many of our earthly issues. And you need to teach people how to be self-sustainable. And now this sounds again like, oh, we're blaming the people. No. If we become a little more self-sustainable, take care of ourselves and each other,
mm-hmm.
we reduce the insanity of the food industry where these factory farms are dumping milk down the drain,
yeah.
all this kind of stuff. Imagine teaching people hey, you want free eggs every morning? Chicken coop, right? Or forget the coop. Let them pasture
free,
raise.
Not free range.
Free range, not cage free. Cage free is just like they're literally not in the cage.
Yeah.
But pasture, learn to have a chicken pasture. Farm your own vegetables.
Yeah.
Right? Plant-based. You have your plant base, so you can eat plant-based. Right? Imagine teaching people to make their own oat milk.
That's crazy.
You can make it as fatty as you want.
Yeah.
Learn to water your garden sustainably. So an efficient use of water, an efficient use of land, and you do it in your own backyard or in your community gardens, learn to share. And let's get rid of our reliance on these subsidized farms that are just wasting our water, 3 gallons an almond, all that kind of stuff, and the greenhouse gases from the cow farts, learn to do yourself. That, in terms of livestock, maybe JD can help us out somewhere else. We won't put that in Disney. It's okay. But let's learn to water your own garden. And I think, all in all, if we bring some of this stuff back, if we go a little Disneyland backward, we can cultivate Disneyland's past and restore the magic together. That's all I got, right?
And with that, happy spring, everyone.
Have a nice April. Bye.
Thanks for traveling with us today. And we hope you have a happy and memorable visit to the Disneyland Resort. Please lower your head, watch your step, and exit to the driver's right-hand side only.